There is no way to really start this story. My story really has no beginning and no ending. It's like I was plucked from non-existence and dropped smack dab into the worst possible nightmare. I'm not sure if I ever felt a moment of comfort or love for my parents. My sister I have. But from the ones that created me, I don't think I did. When you go your entire life not feeling the shelter of a parent's love, I think even if for only a second, if it was present, it would be unforgettable, even to an infant. I tell my sister a different story, of course. I tell her about a mother who loved us with every fiber of her being until her very last breath. But I honestly have no idea if she did. I have lied to carry her entire life to shelter her the way our parents should have. Reaching for the white lie of our mother being a saint didn't seem like a big deal. Turns out, though, that little lie saved what ounce of faith Carrie had in humanity, and she was able to rise from the flames of our hell. I had nobody to lie to me. But even if I did, I am too fucking jaded to have believed their bullshit. No. My entire life, I have seen only the worst this world has to offer. I live in a reality that whatever joy comes your way, to cherish it, because it will be ripped from you at any possible second. I know this because I have had very few joys in this world, and they are all tainted or destroyed in some way. Take my sister, for instance. She lives by the code of trust that I taught her. She continues to have the hope that I have never had. There are so many times over our life where she told me time and time again that I am good, strong, and worthy of great things. There are so many times that I wanted to believe her. I had that happiness, that good and sweet, temperamental and crazy love. Right now, though, I can't explain the pain in my chest as I look at a picture. Her picture. My brain starts this flicker of memories, and a time I was so happy I could only think the fates were jinxing me. Then in a blink, like the flutter of butterfly wings, she was gone, and I am left to wonder where my heart goes now. I cannot move forward without going back. I do not want to go back. I am scared of very few things in this world, but my past is something to bring on the cold sweats and break me into a ball of rage and pain. The trap doors, I call them. The ones containing all of the fury and pain, they need to be broken open. I have fought against it for too long, and now I face my own death or my own redemption. I face the fact she will never be back, and I accept the moment I broke when Cal told me exactly what I needed to live. Because I don't fucking care. You are all better off without me. The whole room dropped silent as I finally told the truth. For the first time in months, shame turned his head from me, unable to watch me die. She was what made me whole, and that woman is gone. And no matter how hard I fight this darkness, it is what it is, and she is fucking gone. I was yelling in jumbled slurs and trying to focus through bloodshot eyes. Yeah? Well, she must be turning over in her grave seeing you like this. That moment changed my life. I was beyond the rage and anger as I threw everything I had into making him hurt and feel an ounce of the pain I feel so that he could understand. We are now fully on one another, punches flying as I try to beat sense into him and he tries to shut me up. Sam, Shame, and Chad are breaking us up, and Chad is holding Cal from behind with his arms looped through his, when Taylor steps in and starts begging Cal to stop.
Stop, baby. This is ridiculous,
she begs, and tries to comfort him, and I know in that moment my need for him to see my side is something I pray never happens. He finally has what I had, and I don't wish this on anyone. No, I am fucking done, he says, and looks beyond her shoulder so I can see me. Done, you son of a bitch. You want to die, you do it alone because I no longer want to see it. I will mourn my friend and consider you dead the day Candy died, because that is a hell of a lot easier to accept than this.